I thank you so very much for spending this portion of your day with us here on the Hurley in the Morning program. And this 30 minutes with a very, very special and talented doctor can make a real difference. So I'm glad you're all here, because this is a clinic that Dr. Rojas Marte is going to put on. It is my extreme pleasure to welcome back, because we've done the show together in the past, Dr. Heloise Rojas Marte is our guest. Dr. Rojas Marte is a cardiologist and is board certified in advanced heart failure and transplant cardiology, cardiovascular disease, and internal medicine. After medical school, Dr. Rojas Marte completed a residency in internal medicine at Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn, New York. He completed fellowship training in advanced heart failure and transplant cardiology at the University of Florida in Gainesville, Florida, and cardiovascular disease at Rutgers University Medical Center in Newark, New Jersey. Dr. Rojas Marte's special interests include advanced heart failure, left ventricle assist device, heart transplantation, pulmonary hypertension, mechanical circulatory support. He has authored numerous articles in peer-reviewed publications and participated in many clinical research projects. Dr. Rojas Marte, welcome back, sir.
Okay. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to
everyone. Thank you for the invitation.
Of course. It's great to be with you. And our topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Rojas Marte is breakthroughs in heart failure care. Dr. Rojas Marte, share with your listeners your thoughts on some of the most exciting recent innovations in heart failure treatment.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It's a very exciting field to work in these days, because there's a lot of research and a lot of innovation going on in heart failure. We have the new medications available to patients that historically haven't been able to get help for heart failure, such as cardiac amyloidosis, for example, that used to be an orphan disease. And in the past 10 years, several drugs have been approved. And now there are three therapies, three different drugs available for that. Also, there's a new medication for patients who have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy that helps relieve the symptoms. And in terms of more aggressive interventions, now there are therapies available. There are interventions for patients who have tricuspid valve regurgitation, which is also a condition that wasn't paid too much attention to in the past, and now there are multiple therapies available, and we can help this patient get better and have better quality of life. There's a lot of other interventions, devices that help improve the function of the heart, devices for monitoring of patients with heart failure remotely that are coming to the landscape as well. So there's a lot happening. Obviously, we can go more in detail on these specific the devices and therapies and medications, but it's a very exciting time to work in heart failure.
Such a great answer. To schedule an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, all you have to do, if you like to talk to someone and you want to do it by phone, I will give you this number, 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080, and then from any digital device, your handheld devices, laptops, desktops, you name it, laptops, demanddeborah.org. And Deborah Heart and Lung Center, we visit typically the first or second Thursday of the month in the first half of the 9 o'clock hour with great guests like Dr. Rojas Marte. Today's topic is breakthroughs in heart failure care. And you did mention there's new medications, but I want to give you an opportunity to tell your listeners, even further expand on it. Have they been effective? How have you seen these medications, the newer medications, impact your patients' lives and, in fact, see it in practice?
Yeah, definitely. Some of the newer medications available in heart failure are drugs that initially were manufactured for the treatment of diabetes. It's a family of drugs called SGLT2 or sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitor. It's a mouthful. But these medications were found, they've been approved since like 4 or 5 years ago for heart failure. But initially they were developed for diabetes. So they help diabetic patients, and now they help patients with heart failure, and more recently, even patients who have kidney disease. So it's not uncommon to see patients who have all those three conditions, and with one medication, we can help them all. In terms of heart failure, these medications have shown to improve these patients, live longer and better. And we see the benefits of it. We still don't fully understand the mechanisms by which they work. But there are hypotheses that they can help remodel or regress some of the changes that happen in patients with heart failure. They can also help prevent the fluid buildup. We are able to de-escalate the doses of water pills, which can be harmful for the kidneys with the use of these medications. So they are really good, a really good addition to the regimen that, we had already for heart failure. There's other medications, as I mentioned before, for amyloidosis that are available now. And these medications, cardiac amyloidosis, just to for the listeners, is a condition where a protein deposits in the heart and causes the heart muscle to thicken. And as the heart muscle thickens, patients get congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, inability to walk, low blood pressure. This condition also affects the nerves. People usually complain of carpal tunnel or back pain. Bilateral carpal tunnel is a red flag for cardiac amyloidosis and affects mostly patients in their older the decades of life after the 70s specifically, and there's a genetic form of the disease. So before approximately 8 years ago, there was no treatment for this condition, and the life expectancy was less than 4 years.
Wow.
However, nowadays we have three medications available, two pills and one injection, that's given every 3 months, that can delay the progression of the disease, can halt the progression. Unfortunately, it doesn't remove the protein that's already deposited in the heart. So it's very important because of this to diagnose the disease early, because whatever stage patients are in, when we make a diagnosis, the expectation is that they will remain at that level, at that level of functioning with that same quality of life, or maybe a little better if they have a fluid retention, we help them with that. But in terms of progression of the disease, we can help delay that progression. So that's very promising. We still have to wait a couple more years because these medications have been approved recently, and we haven't had them for long enough to assess fully the benefit in terms of longevity, but the studies available show that they are they're very promising, and they can improve the patient's longevity so far. There's other medications available, for example, for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. There's a drug available there now that it's called mavacamten that can help alleviate the symptoms in patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, to be specific. So it's very exciting. There's a lot of other medications also in development that promise to help these patients with heart failure.
The topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is breakthroughs in heart failure care. Dr. Rojas Marte, can you explain what the Barostim device is? How does it help people living with heart failure?
A Barostim, it's an implantable device. It's implanted in the neck via a minimally surgical incision. And the way it works is the device sends electrical impulses to the baroreceptors. The baroreceptors are these sensors we have that can help regulate the blood pressure, and by doing so, also help regulate the cardiac function. So by stimulating those receptors, we can improve, we can modulate the cardiac function. It's in a way, it's very similar to what we do with medication, but in a mechanical way, with a device. This can be very helpful in patients who don't have. Obviously, we always try to use the medication first, but in patients who are not getting the benefits that we expect, or those who are intolerant to the medications we use or have some side effects to them, then we can use this device. And we have seen the patients I've taken care of that have had this device implanted have done very well. They noticed a significant improvement in their ability to walk, move around. Even the requirement for more medication can decrease with this intervention. Obviously, this is for more advanced patients. This is not for everybody who has heart failure. It's for those who have progressed to a point that the medications are not enough to help them.
We are at 19 minutes past the hour. This is the only break that we take during Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. And today presents a very talented doctor, Dr. Rojas Marte. We continue our discussion, which is a very, very timely, important discussion, breakthroughs in heart failure care. That continues right after this. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back. It's 24 minutes past the hour. We have about 12 minutes. We're going to make it count with the distinguished Dr. Heuris Rojas Marte, a talented cardiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, where the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is breakthroughs in heart failure care. A reminder to schedule an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. You can call 609-621-2080 or go right to the website, demanddeborah.org. Either way, by phone, 609-621-2080 or demanddeborah.org. When you call, it's so professional, so well-prompted that there's no explanation required. You'll get right through to scheduling. When you go on the website, you can't miss it. There is a hyperlink. I call it like a speed button right there that will take you right to scheduling as well. So it's very, very simple. DemandDeborah.org or call 609-621-2080. Dr. Rojas Marte, left ventricle assist devices are often mentioned in advanced heart failure care. I mentioned it in a lot of your background where, you know, you deal a lot with the left ventricle. How do these devices work? Who might be a candidate for one?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a great innovation, and it's the pinnacle of the technologies in heart failure, I should say. An LVAD or left ventricular assist device, it's literally a pump that replaces the heart pumping function when someone's heart muscle has weakened to the point that it's not able to provide enough blood flow to the body. This is something that sometimes there are two interventions considered when someone has end stage or advanced heart failure, and all the other interventions that we've mentioned before are not helping the patient. And unfortunately, when we don't do a definitive intervention, these patients have a very poor survival. So we have to act quickly. So an OVAD is used in patients who are not a candidate for transplant, or sometimes patients who are thought to wait too long for a transplant. And some patients even prefer an LVAD over a transplant, just because they don't want to deal with having to take medications that can knock down the immune system, that can put them at risk for infection, cancer, etc. So it's one of the two standard therapies for advanced heart failure. It's an implantable device. Patients live with it, actually. It's implanted in the apex of the heart, and it sucks the blood into the pump and then dumps it into the aorta and sends the blood to the entire body to basically do the heart's job of pumping and blood. So that's what an LVAD is. The newest generation of this pump has been around for a little less than 10 years. And the outcomes, recently we had a publication of the 10 years outcomes. Obviously, they started implanting it before, during studies before it was approved.
Yeah.
So that's why it's 10 years outcome. But the results are more promising as we learn more and take better care of these patients. So it's the outcomes are very compatible already to someone who gets a heart transplant.
Wow!
So it's an amazing therapy, because it's something that we have readily available. There is no wait list to do this. Even though the gold standard is still a heart transplant, but just to give you an idea, the survival of someone who gets a heart transplant at 2 years is dependent on the center, but it's close to 81-82% of patients alive versus an LVAD, which is like in the high 70s, like 79, even better depending on the patient. If you take younger patients, it could be very similar to a heart transplant.
Very interesting.
It's a great therapy.
Now, obviously, the left ventricle assist device, there's not, I shouldn't say this, it's a dangerous question for me to say as a layperson, but no, is it fair to say no risk of rejection of a left ventricle assist device as opposed to a heart transplant where you could deal with rejection? Is that a fair question?
Yes. There is no risk of rejection, unless... which is something very uncommon. I have never seen it in my career, unless someone is like allergic to the device itself.
Yes.
But that's not, although theoretically possible, I've never seen it.
There you go.
But there is not rejection. Obviously, it's a device, and it comes with its own set of issues and potential complications. But the way I see it is, if someone is has advanced heart failure and has a life expectancy in average of like of about a year, I'm talking about the most the sickest patients who are considered for this. If the life expectancy is about a year, and the risk of dying or having vital organs severely affected, like the kidneys, the liver, this device offers hope to those patients, improve their quality of life, their survival. Approximately over 60% of patients are still alive after 5 years. So even though it's not a free lunch, but if your life depends on it, I think it's a pretty good deal.
So well said. Breakthroughs in heart failure care on Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Rojas Marte. Gene therapy and stem cell research are garnering attention in heart failure, as you well know, Dr. Rojas Marte. How close do you think we are to seeing gene therapy and stem cell research technologies become mainstream treatments?
That's a great question as well. Stem cell therapy research and stem cell therapy with heart failure has been around already for a long time, for over 15-20 years. Even though there are promising results with a small group of patients, it's still not ready for prime time. There are studies showing some improvement in symptoms in patients who, for example, have had heart attacks in the past. But there are still studies ongoing on this. In terms of gene therapy, that's actually that's newer. That's very promising, and there are advancements in other diseases that have to do with like genetic mutation. So I'm hoping that we can have some of that available for patients who have genetic forms of heart disease, like amyloidosis. As I was mentioning before, there is one form of amyloidosis that is caused by a gene mutation. This is something that could be targeted with gene therapy, like CRISPR, for example, which is like gene editing. But I don't think it's going to be available in the next couple of years. I think there's still more to learn about those technologies.
I literally cannot believe we're down to our two-minute drill with Dr. Rojas Marte, Breakthroughs in Heart Failure Care, this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. And a reminder to schedule an appointment, simple to do. You can call 609-621-2080 or on their website, demanddeborah.org. Now, cardiac resynchronization therapy, a lot of people hear this called the acronym CRT. Implantable devices, obviously they've evolved over the years. How have recent advancements in device technology improved outcome for heart failure patients?
Yeah, so cardiac resynchronization therapy, it's one of the devices we use in patients who have heart failure. There is a specific set of criteria that patients have to meet to be able to qualify for the CRT. But it's an amazing intervention that's been around for a long time now, for over 20 years, and it can change significantly the patient's life expectancy. It can improve life expectancy in patients' quality of life. It can improve the functioning of the heart. The pumping of the heart could get better with CRT in patients who qualify. In terms of other devices, we already spoke about BioSteam. That's another device. There's also the CCM, or cardiac contractility modulation. That's a special type of pacemaker that helps the heart pump better. It augments the contractility of the heart. An LVAD is it's another device. Mitral clip, tricuspid valve clips. All these devices have come to help different types of heart failure patients. As you might know already, heart failure is the end result of almost all cardiac diseases. So there are different types and causes of heart failure. Patients can have valvular disease, problems with the heart muscle itself, arrhythmias that lead to heart disease. So depending on the type of heart failure, we have different devices that patients might qualify for. And once they reach the point that the heart muscle is too weak, that's when we consider the therapies like BioSteam, CRT, CCM, and LVAD is like the very last resort once all these other interventions have failed. But it's good. It's exciting to have options to cater to the different types of patients that we see. It makes our job somewhat easier. We don't have to see patients dying anymore without being able to offer them therapy. So with all these devices we have, once medications are not an option anymore, we can offer them a second chance. So that's the way this can be seen.
Dr. Rojas Marte, thank you for your time, your talent, your expertise. always love doing the show with you, and you really imparted a lot of really current and important information. Great to visit with you, Doctor.
Amazing. Thank you for the invitation.
It is my honor. And yes, I agree. You are amazing. You did not call yourself amazing. I just did. He is Dr. Rojas Marte. I am Hurley in the Morning. We'll be right back.